Good morning. Welcome to Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel. For the Kalamazoo Civic Theater's production of Mary Poppins this past winter, artistic director Todd Espelin did something you don't always see in theater. He cast two African-American actors in traditionally white roles, and lead roles at that. Rob Bradford played George Banks, the father looking for a new nanny for his two children. Bradford's son, Tay, played one of those kids.
Let's go fly a kite up to the highest height.
I thought it was important to cast them because, in my opinion, and since I was directing it, they really did a great job on for both those roles. And then I thought the extra beauty was seeing a father and son playing father and son in the show. They happen to be African American. That was secondary to the fact that they did a good job in auditions.
Why is this worth mentioning? Because if you look at a typical civic theater show, the audience is mostly white. Marissa Harrington is the company manager for Face Off Theater, a troupe devoted to telling stories about the African American experience.
Anytime I go see a civic show, if I have to look around and I don't see a lot of people in the audience that look like me, even if the show on the stage is telling a story that I feel like I can relate to, or I see people on stage that look like me, I can't always look in the audience and see that. And I think that speaks to, you know, a greater challenge, I think, in theater in general in Kalamazoo, is how do we get people from every demographic, racially, ethnically, socioeconomically, how do we get everyone in the theater?
The Civic puts on a lot of well-known productions, like Mary Poppins, Hairspray, and Our Town. Harrington says those plays are sure to bring in a large audience, but they don't always bring in people of color. Espelin says the Civic Theater is currently looking at ways to get a more diverse audience, but it's not so easy. He says there's a reason the Civic puts on these popular productions.
Part of the challenge is audiences also want to come and see what they know. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, look at Netflix. Netflix is we binge on stuff that we know, that we're comfortable with.
So how can theaters like the Civic bring in new, diverse audiences while keeping the ones they already have? Harrington says the Civic will have to make some big changes to three areas: programming, casting, and marketing. Let's start with casting. Harrington says her first acting role in Kalamazoo was actually at the Civic.
And it was a Shakespeare show. It was a multicultural cast.
The Civic has always had an inclusive casting policy, but Harrington says sometimes that's not enough. She says many times actors of color need to see diverse people on stage to feel comfortable auditioning.
If I'm qualified as a 32-year-old woman of a certain stature and personality to play a certain role, cast me in that role. You know, if it does not mess up the story or the playwright's intent, I think that's where there's kind of like a fine line. So I'm not saying cast me as, you know, Anne Frank, because that's ridiculous. But within reason, you know, cast me as I am and what I fit and as my talent requests.
Harrington says casting people of color in white roles, like the Civic did in Mary Poppins, is a step in the right direction. But local playwright, actor, and producer Von Washington Sr. says it has to go beyond that. He says the programming needs to tell diverse stories, too.
When colorblind casting came in, it sort of gave a lot of theaters in the country an opportunity to say, oh, well, we don't have to do the shows about African-American life. All we have to do is find some African-American actors that can be in the stories that we want to do. And so there was that particular period, and I think it was a very, very hurtful thing because it allowed theaters to try to satisfy the desire of African Americans to be involved into the theater, but without their story of life.
Washington says the Civic actually had a group dedicated to telling African American stories from the 1970s to the early 90s. The Black Civic Theater was one of six individual theater programs as part of what was then called the Kalamazoo Civic Players. According to Civic Executive Director Kristen Chesick, each program had its own board of directors and produced their own plays. When the Civic Players restructured to become the unified Kalamazoo Civic Theater, the smaller programs like the Black Civic Theater went away. Harrington says this void led to the creation of her company, Face Off Theater.
We have tried to tell stories that we feel do speak to the African-American experience, because that is a void that we've had in Kalamazoo and theater for us since the Black Civic Theater closed. But coincidentally, our audiences are extremely mixed. We have, to date, had extremely diverse audiences. And we're not necessarily telling stories that maybe everyone can relate to specifically, but you can relate to being human.
But Harrington says even if a theater has a diverse cast telling diverse stories, that doesn't necessarily mean that they'll have a diverse audience. She says you really have to market your theater to people of color, and that takes work.
Go to the communities that you're trying to attract. You have to go there and get involved in the community, make your presence known.
Washington says one way to reach out is to partner with community spaces, like churches and schools.
Now, my company, Washington Productions, we do stories in the schools all the time, and they are and reference African-American life. So we do have children who are growing up with that view, okay? And hopefully when they get there, there will be shows that they can take part of.
So far, Todd Espelin says the Civic plans to partner with Face Off Theater on a collaborative show, though there aren't many details yet. Next season, the Civic will produce two plays that deal with racial issues. By the Way, Meet Vera Stark, and the classic To Kill a Mockingbird. Espelin says the Civic still plans to put on popular plays, but part of that money will go to pay for smaller, lesser-known works.
For instance, this season, Mary Poppins, we had great audiences. We did almost 11,000 people in attendance. And right now we have a show that's going to open on the Parrish stage called 4,000 Miles. And 4,000 Miles, it's a brand new play, premiered in 2012, 2013, Pulitzer runner-up. And it's work that we're doing. We're doing that particular piece of work because it's important. It's a really good play. It's not a known play. And so we're able to program work in such a way that can fund other work.
One thing's for sure. Espelin says the Civic and other arts organizations will have to change if they want to survive.
Society's changing. We're in a really, with, you know, millennials are really accepting of all kinds of lifestyles. And we need to start tapping into other audiences. I heard this first in 1988, it was called the graying of the American theater audience. And that is individuals who looked at theater and looked at symphonies, going to art galleries as a viable option for their money. That audience is dying off.
Espelin says he hopes that in 10 or 20 years, the Civic can look a lot like the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, a company known for being inclusive, from the multicultural cast to the pre-show events in Spanish.
And when audiences go to see shows at Oregon Shakes, they don't see, oh, look at the diverse array of the diversity that we see on stage or stories. Audiences go and they just go to see theater. And when they see performers on stage, they just see the world as it is. It doesn't become a specialty or, ooh, look at the effort that they're making to be diverse. It just becomes the world.
The Civic's next play, 4,000 Miles, opens April 8th. That's all for Arts and More today. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You can hear Arts and More Fridays and Saturdays on WMUK, and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.